It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
Time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. We pull up a chair, one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. Who is joining us this morning?
This is Mike Spry.
Hey, Mike Spry. Nice to talk to you today.
Yeah, you too.
So you are, well, we got to talk breakfast first. He's on green cheese tomorrow night. We already mentioned that.
But, yep.
Have you had your breakfast yet? You sound like you're in the car.
Yes, I have, and yes, I am.
Okay, what'd you have?
I had, let's see, I had yogurt with some pumpkin seed granola.
Pumpkin seed granola. Was it a flavored yoga or just plain?
Yoga?
Yogurt?
The sugar-free strawberry yogurt. I'm type 2 diabetic, so I got to watch my sugar.
Gotcha.
Oh. That's...
Try to load up with protein every morning.
There you go.
Just like Heidi's trying to load up on protein. Give her some suggestions.
Well, I always have usually yogurt, and then I usually top that off with a piece of 100% whole wheat bread with natural peanut butter, no sugar added.
That
usually gets me to lunch.
Is natural peanut butter kind of a little disappointment, or have you acquired a taste for it?
You acquire a taste for it.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, the Jif or Skippy is almost like eating candy on your bread.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little too sweet. I can't go back to it now.
Mm.
The natural peanut butter, the tough part is just opening that jar and cranking out that oil.
Ugh.
Once you get past that, though, it's really good.
So, like with yogurt, I will pour out the liquid. Do you pour out the oil, or is that essential to keeping it living for a long time?
Yeah, you gotta keep it in there. By the time you get to the bottom of the jar, it's like concrete.
Concrete on the road in Tower, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of the same thing, you get that kind of thing on yogurt. Do you mix up the yogurt, or do you pour it out like John does?
Oh, no, I mix it up.
See, John, you should start doing that. Don't pour out the liquid, the yogurt.
It's
kind of gross if you don't stir it up.
Well, what is the meaning of the liquid? Because Dan Haugen and I have had this discussion. Why is it only there? Well, it's not only there when you get it brand new.
I don't think there's a meaning of the liquid, but maybe Mike knows. He's a smart
guy. Mike, tell us the significance of the liquid. And yogurt's not as... Well, go ahead. It's not
I have no real idea other than I'm going to put on my engineer's hat and say it's the settlement of the solids and the liquids get separated out in shipping and storage. How's that sound?
Wow. Whoa, that's a great non-engineer answer.
Oh.
Holy cow. So where are you headed this morning?
I'm headed to Red Lake.
Fishing?
No, I work up there at St. Mary's Mission.
Ah, what do you do?
I'm their business manager. I'm trying to help them. They're trying to raise money to rebuild the church that burned down a couple years ago. So
okay.
And we're trying to keep the school going at the same time, so we've got donations coming in.
Nice.
Do you go up there every day?
Yeah. No, I do it about 3 days a week.
Okay. Let's bounce back to beverages, because we seem to have eluded the beverage situation. What do you have for...
Yeah, definitely black coffee.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Nice. Yeah.
You're talking Sanka, Folgers?
Sanka. Nobody's drinking Sanka anymore, are they?
It's usually whatever we can get at Costco.
Oh.
So that's
I usually try to get up before my wife and make it because I make better coffee than she does.
Do you tell her that, or you just try to get it?
No.
Okay.
I never go there.
Yeah, sure. You can't go there.
Now, that Sanka comment was a non-coffee answer there, because I don't think people drink Sanka.
Yeah, I don't think it's an existence.
And Sanka was decaf, I think, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know if he's old enough to know that.
Well,
I remember Sanka. I'm old, John.
So Costco, when you go, this is not a marketing thing for Costco, but since you mentioned it, when you buy coffee at Costco, does it come like in a garbage can size, or can you get just a traditional?
They're bigger.
We probably would buy it if we did. We usually buy a couple of 10-pound cans every time I go.
Is anything at Costco the normal size that you would get at a grocery store? Or is everything large?
Oh, yeah. There's a few things that you can get that are the same size. Usually it's packaged up, though, in bundles.
Candy bars.
You can't buy, like, one pair of socks. You have to buy 12 pairs of socks.
All I remember...
Something like that.
All I remember is I bought some vanilla, and it was like a pony keg of vanilla. I think I still have it.
So, Mike, how long have you been? I mean, I know we had the pandemic, but when did you start hosting Green Cheese on Saturday nights?
Let's see, it's been, counting the pandemic, I did a couple of Zoom versions.
Oh, yeah.
4 years.
4 years. And so have you been assembling the questions for tomorrow night already, or does that start tomorrow?
I spent yesterday working on them, so.
did you hear the one we had this morning with Carolyn King? That would be a good one.
I didn't hear it.
Well, you do a little research and find out the Dodge Dart. They might. They had an initial name that they thought it should be, and they changed their mind at the last time. And I don't feel I should give the answer now, because thousands of people will be calling in with that answer. So really, it's kind of a good question. Not trying to be a bully, cheese bully.
I'll Google that, John, and maybe I'll put it on the show tomorrow.
How are you good at saying no? Are you good at saying no when someone gets something wrong? What do you mix in several words, or... You got one that you do?
I let them down gently if I can.
Right.
Usually, unless it's one of my longtime listeners, and then I might give them a little ribbing.
But. Yeah, so, I started doing what Jennifer does and saying that's not what I have.
Ah,
yeah,
that works nicely.
You kind of have to do that sometimes, because every once in a while they'll have an answer that actually is legit.
I know, I know.
And you got to be careful with your sources and really make sure that you have the right answers, because people can challenge you on something.
Right.
I oftentimes say, I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's
nice. Because you feel bad for them.
Sure.
So why don't you ask me a trivia question?
Oh, boy.
And then I want to hear what you say when I get it wrong.
Okay, let's see. What did I have on my list? Oh, and the first ones I don't want to ruin it for tomorrow.
Well, just make something up.
Jeez.
Okay, let's see. How many species of spruce trees are there in Minnesota?
11.
Sorry, John, that's not the correct answer.
Okay, thank you.
So, Mike, why do you listen to KEXE? Why are you a supporter and a volunteer?
Well, like I always said, community is our middle name, and I think that's the big emphasis. It really draws people together.
Oh,
the shared experiences, and we get local news and information that's pertinent to us. And it really just builds community.
Oh my gosh! You gave us the best tagline ever.
We're gonna have to change it now because of you. We're gonna have to change all our mail letterhead.
Community is our middle name.
Oh, that's outstanding! Good job. But will you? Do you need royalties when this happens? Or are you just gonna let us do it for free?
That's okay. I'll let you guys have that.
It's a freebie. Well, for being on West for Breakfast, though, there is a
parting
gift.
Homestead Mills is our sponsor. You can either have country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes, which I know what he's going to do.
I'm going to do the pancakes.
Oh, hey, was wrong. Well, thank you for being
on. They got protein in them, right, John?
Oh, loaded with protein. Loaded with protein.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much for being a member, and thanks for calling us. It was nice talking to you this morning.
Yeah, you too, guys. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, won't you walk